corrected me, so I've just been like, dumped right into it. So
I still back to work tomorrow for the first day.
Okay, hi.
Hi. I'm
Mary, how are you today? What's your name, dear?
My name is Mary Louise Harrison, and I'm Associate Clinical Social Worker, and I'm glad to be here with you today.
Excellent. Where do you work, Mary?
I work with Portals, which is a community health program. It's owned by Pacific Clinics, and I work with clients who have severe persistent mental illness or diagnosed with major axis of undiagnosis, schizophrenia, bipolar disease, schizoaffective disorder.
Oh, wow, that's very interesting.
Yes.
And so what brings you to the gospel brunch today here in the Exchange?
Friends.
Very good.
And I'm a part of this community. I've worked in Skid Row area. Before I became a social worker, I worked with the Midnight Mission and with some of the different missions down here. So this is an important part of who I am. And
that's great. That's great. I admire that about you. So you were telling me a few minutes ago that you're going to do attend a mental health conference here in a couple weeks, was it?
Actually going to be speaking. I think that's kind of what the interview is. He wants to talk about, I'm going to be speaking on the radio about mental health issues.
You speak on the radio about mental health issues?
Yeah, on the show.
Oh, at the Jeremy Hansen Skid Row Studio show? Really?
Yes.
And when will that be?
Sometime in September.
September, okay, Mary.
This is not a good interview.
No, you're doing fine. Don't worry about it. It's going to be edited.
Okay.
Don't worry. Want some coffee or some soda or something?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Whiskey? Okay, so anyway, when you do these, you're going to give a lecture?
I'm going to be talking about the mental health issues and the resources available to people down here and kind of how mental illness and substance abuse combine to keep people homeless, even though they really want to get off the streets. For some people, like who has schizophrenia, it's harder for them to be alone in a room with a door than it is to be sitting on the corner. Because when you're sitting on the corner, there's so many other things to distract you from your voices, from your delusions, from the other things that really send you down into the pit of your mental illness. So that if you just simply get a room for somebody and think that you've solved the problem, but you haven't really addressed the underlying problems, you haven't done anything, and you're just going to have a person who's going to end up back out on the street because it's not even easier, it's actually a little bit healthier.
Oh, that's
they're able to function, because I mean, you have to function. And you know, when you have a major mental illness, if you have something that makes you function and makes you go get in line, and you really may be functioning at the top of your ability because you have to, but if you're put alone in a room where it's quiet, where you can get caught up in the voices, where all of that can take over, your functioning is actually going to get lower, and you're not going to be able to do as well. So there's a lot of things that seem like it would be a good idea to do, but that unless you understand really what's going on with that client, you could be hurting them more than you're helping them. And I think that that's really what you see a lot here in the Skid Row community, are very complicated cases, and it's not as easy as just saying, here's a room, or here's a pill bottle, fix yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You really have to dig deep and get it to the root of the problem.
Of that person's problem, yeah. And then join with them to figure out a solution that works for them. For some people, homelessness might be the least thing that they're worried about, you know? So if you come in and keep on trying to talk about it from that perspective, but that's not their priority, you know, yes, it's not gonna work. It really isn't gonna work. So it's wonderful work, it's frustrating work, you know?
And tell everybody where you got your degree from. Come on.
I got my bachelor's degree from UCLA because I'm a Bruin. But I went to that other campus, UCSC, to get my master's in social work.
Very nice.
So I have the best of both words, but go Bruins. I'm a Bruin.
Okay, she's a Bruins fan. All right, we'll overlook that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So when will you be lecturing on the radio? When will that be?
I'm not going to hopefully be lecturing, but I don't know the date. I know it's going to be sometime in September. They've asked me to come on and talk about these issues and resources.
Okay, September.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. All right, Mary Louise, thank you so much. Looking forward to listening to you and talking with you later.
Okay,
thank you. Interesting. I have a brother that